Community.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, florist, caterer, and eclectic bistro, serving lunch Monday through Friday, located at University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet catering throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. It's time for AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich wants new authority to help him deal with the state's crumbling budget. The Democratic governor says he'll ask lawmakers to pass an emergency budget act, letting him cut spending by up to 8% in the agencies he controls. Once a state budget is approved, the governor has only limited power to change spending levels. Blagojevich says he and other statewide officials now need additional power if they're going to close the budget deficit. The request for more authority is likely to be met with skepticism by lawmakers. Few of them trust Blagojevich. He's also talking about borrowing money and seeking federal help to close the gap, which he estimates at $2 billion. Lawmakers return to Springfield tomorrow to wrap up their fall veto session, and the budget will only be among the things being discussed, Sean Crawford reports.
The session this time of year is usually set aside to deal with gubernatorial vetoes and pressing issues, but the legislature took care of most of the governor's actions when they were called back to the Capitol in September. That's taken a lot off the table, but there is still work to do. In the state Senate, leaders for both the ruling Democratic Party and the Republican minority could be decided. The selections will set the tone going forward and will dictate the working relationship the Senate has with the House leaders and the governor. Legislation to permit a clean coal power plant in the central Illinois town of Taylorville might be called for a vote, as well as Governor Rod Blagojevich's request to give tax breaks to disabled veterans. And with the state struggling to pay its bills, the Illinois budget could be a topic that gets attention. The controller has requested authority to borrow money. I'm Sean Crawford.
The state of Illinois is delaying the sale of a Springfield hotel it seized for not paying debts in a move that could yield millions of dollars. Treasurer Alexi Janulius is trying to collect on a surety bond that was issued when the President Abraham Lincoln Hotel was built in the 1980s. The bond is something like an insurance policy to guarantee the hotel owners would pay their debts. The treasurer's office says determining how much the state can collect on that bond is taking longer than expected. That means the sale won't take place until sometime next year. The hotel was built with the help of state loans, but the owners didn't repay the money. They owed $30 million when the state foreclosed. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan is concerned about a new casino proposal in suburban Rosemont. Madigan several years ago linked the village's casino bid with organized crime. Mike Ree has more.
The infamous Emerald Casino in Rosemont never was built, but now its license is up for grabs. And once again, Rosemont is one of three towns where it could land. Robin Ziegler is a spokesperson for the Attorney General.
The Attorney General has raised extensive concerns about Rosemont in the past, and as the Illinois Gaming Board scrutinizes the bids, the Attorney General expects that they will, in the most transparent way possible, fully explain to the public how they're addressing those concerns.
The developer that's interested in building a casino in Rosemont is offering the state $435 million for the license. That amount is nearly double the next highest bid. A spokesperson from the village of Rosemont could not be reached for comment. I'm Mike Reed.
A neighborhood plan for the area that includes Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana has been revised to the hospital's liking. City Council members approved the Crystal Lake neighborhood plan last night with one change concerning replacement housing to be built if Carl Hospital ever demolishes rental housing that it owns to expand beyond its current campus. Carl officials say the old language would have made them solely responsible for finding one-for-one replacement housing. The new language calls on Carl to negotiate with the city to find that housing. Carl spokeswoman Gretchen Robbins says they're satisfied with the change.
I think the language today has much more clarity to it, and it's more process-oriented than outcome-oriented, and I think both of those are very positive. We're fine with the language the way it's written today.
The language change removes the phrase one-for-one when mentioning the replacement housing. Mayor Laurel Prussing says the phrase still appears elsewhere in the plan, but Robin says it remains to be seen if one-for-one replacement housing is even feasible. She says to date, no date has been set for expanding beyond their current hospital campus. The Illinois Association of Realtors says third quarter home sales in Illinois dropped 21.2% in the last year, and prices fell 8.2%. The declines were slightly less steep in Chicago. Only 38 of the 100 counties reporting in the state saw median home sale prices increase, including Champaign, where the median went up 4.5%, and Vermilion, where it shot up nearly 32% from the same period last year. Chicago Association of Realtors President David Hanna says the housing market remains unsettled. He adds the industry is looking to the new administration for direction on how to resolve housing woes. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Programs on WILL AM are made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting you to stop by for Krannert Uncorked, a weekly wine tasting complemented by relaxing music and free cheese and crackers. More information is at krannertcenter.com.